Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before our my preaching, let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你新的一年的开始。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beginning of the new year.
虽然今天的天气很冷。
Even though it's very cold today.
我们求圣灵使我们的心活跃过来。
We ask the Holy Spirit to warm our heart.
让我们有这个力量去遵守你的话。
So that we have the strength to obey your word.
让我们不单只是从字面上面去认识你，我们也经历你的实在。
Not only we just know you from your word, and also we can experience you in our life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我刚来美国的时候呢，我觉得呢，美国人过年过节的是很没有味道的。
When I first came to the U.S., I feel like the holidays here are so tasteless.
那我们刚刚过完感恩节啊，圣诞节啊，新年啊，是不是
？We just passed our Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year's holiday.
如果你打开电视，你看到什么
？If you open your TV, what did you see?
就是球赛啊。
It's all the games.
那我觉得美式足球呢是很无聊的。
I feel football is very boring.
那首先呢，他们是不用脚去踢足球，是用手去打足球。
First of all, they don't use their foot to kick the ball, but use their hands.
打的时候呢，有一半的人呢，一队里面有一半的人呢是坐在。
During the game, half of the teammates they are sitting on the bench and drinking all kinds of drinks.
还有呢，他们呢就是列阵的时候是大部分时间，真正打的时候可能不到一分钟就这个就完了哈。
And most of the time they're just prepare for their strategy, but once they started the fighting probably will end in less than 1 minute.
这个，所以我刚刚来美国的时候呢，我很不喜欢看美式足球。
So when I first came to the U.S., I really don't like watch American football.
但是我今天改变了。
But today I have changed.
如果我平常崇拜以后回家的时候，我会打开电视看美式足球。
So on Sunday after I worship in church, when I go back to home, I usually turn on the TV and watch the football.
为什么我有这个改变呢？
Why I have been changed?
就是有一年呢，有一个教会的朋友呢，他来我们家的时候呢，我们一起看美式足球。
That's because one year there's a friend from church. After the worship, he come to my house and we watched together.
那么他就解释给我听是怎么看的。
And he explained to me how you watch and understand this game.
当我明白以后呢，我就觉得这个游戏很有趣哦。
Once I understood, then I found, oh, this is very interesting.
其实呢，同一个道理，当你不明白一个东西的时候呢，你觉得是浪费时间。
It is the same logic. When you don't understand something, when you're doing it, you think you're wasting your time.
但是你明白其中的道理，你再去看的时候呢，你就觉得很享受。
But after you understand, then you watch it and it's a pleasure.
那今天呢，我要跟大家呢介绍一个人物，我叫他绿老师。
Today I will introduce you a person that called Mr. Law.
他就是圣经里面的律法。
He is the law in the Bible.
那如果我问大家，你平常看圣经的时候，你最喜欢圣经里面哪一部分呢？
If I ask you when you read your Bible, which part of the Bible you like the best?
有些朋友告诉我，他最喜欢诗篇。
And some people told me that they liked the Psalms best.
有人呢喜欢福音书。
And some said they like the Gospels.
有人喜欢罗马书。
and some like Romans.
但是我从来没有听过一个人说, 啊, 我喜欢律法书。
And I never heard anybody said I like the book of the laws.
没有人告诉我他喜欢看立位记。
Nobody ever told me that he likes reading Leviticus.
长大的时候我也很少听到人家会讲到律法这些题目。
When I listen to the preach, I seldom to hear people preach the law of the book of the law.
我们不喜欢的原因呢, 因为我们可以说我们不了解 律法, 所以呢我们看的时候, 我们也没有这个兴趣去看。
The reason we don't like to read because we don't understand it. That's why we're not interested in it.
我今年呢希望来到你们中间的时候呢，会跟大家分享的就是十诫。
Today I come among you that I want to share with you the Ten Commandments.
所以呢，我从未来可能十二个月都是讲这个题目。
So for the 12 months, I probably will preach on the Ten Commandments.
但是呢，我们还没去了解中间的内容之前呢，我要让大家去从一个正确的角度去明白律法。
Before I started, I want to help you to understand the law from the right perspective.
所以呢，这个就是我今天讲到的目的。
This is the purpose I'm preaching the law today.
一般人呢，对律法，作为这律法的看法呢，是怎样的？
And for ordinary people, that people generally understand the law like this.
就是他觉得律法就是一大堆的规定。
And they think the law is just a lot of rules.
它是觉得是神跟以色列人立约的内容。
This is the covenant that God has established with the Israelites.
那么跟我们基督徒是没有关系。
It seems that has nothing to do with nowadays the Christians.
所以怪不得了，很多基督徒呢，他如果 从律法书创世纪开始看呢，他看到出埃及记20章呢，就看不下去。
That's why most of the Christians, when they start reading Bible from the Genesis until they reach to Exodus chapter 20, then they lose their interest.
然后他就跳到约书亚记再念下去。
Then they skipped to the book of Joshua, then they continued to read afterwards.
因为从出埃及记20章开始直到
Because from the Exodus chapter 20 until the end of the book of Deuteronomy, there's all full of laws.
我觉得呢，就好像我们申请信用卡的事情一样。
It's just like a way when we are applying for the credit cards.
那你填完你的资料以后呢，它就有一很长很长的，我们叫 terms and conditions， 就是写些条例跟约定。It
when you finish the form of applying the credit card, then comes the terms and conditions that they're very long.
我第一个反应呢，就是马上跳到最后，就是勾一勾，就是我同意，那么就完成我的申请。
My first reaction is just jump to the end and check the box that I agree. Then I'm done. I get the card.
如果你对律法的看法就觉得它只是一大堆的条例的时候，你的反应也会是一样。If
you think the laws is just a bunch of rules, if you think that way, then your reaction will probably be same.
但是呢，你就我。 你就是好像让这个宝贝跑掉一样，其实律法是跳过一大堆的条文。But
if you do that, you just lose this treasure of the law.
因为呢，律法其实它不单只是规条，它也是神的启示。
Because the law is not just a stipulation, it also is a revelation from God.
神的指示让我们知道神对人的爱的一个表现。
God's revelation let us know how God loves us.
这个就是出埃及记二十章一到二节里面呢，神颁给以色列人律法之前呢，他讲的话。
This is recorded in Exodus chapter 20. Before God gave the Ten Commandments to Israelites, and he told the Israelites like this.
神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
其实这句话告诉我们，以色列人就是神寻找的对象。
In fact, this word reveals that God is the one that Israelites are seeking for.
这个就是为什么神把这个律法交给他。
That's why God gave them this law.
我们刚刚念过诗篇147篇里面，神也从再一次坚持。
And we just read Psalm 147. Once again, God said this.
他将他的道指示雅各，将他的律例典章指示以色列，别国他都没有怎样待过，至于他的典章，他们向来没有知道。
He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
所以从这边圣经里面我们知道神给人律法只是是诱待人的。
From the words of God that we know that the reason God gives laws to people because he loves them.
律法把神真神启示给我们知道。
The law gives revelation of the true God.
他让我们知道了神爱什么，神恨什么。
The law told us that, tells us that what God loves and what God hates.
如果人要与神上诉，他要怎么做？
If people want to get along with God, what should they do?
你可能问，知道神是怎么样，有什么了不起？
Some people might say, if I know who God is, so what?
但是你有没有想过，如果你一生人是拜错了神的时候，其实你就是浪费你人生的时间。
But have you ever thought about this? If you worship the wrong God, you are wasting your whole life.
在印度呢，有很多地方是很贫穷的。
In India, there is a lot of places that is very poor.
你可以见到呢，有些人呢，饿死在街头。
You can see sometimes people starving to death on the street.
但是你也可以见到一个很奇怪的现象。
But you also can see some very strange thing.
就是你旁有一些人饿死在街头，站在他旁边呢，却是有很多牛在街道上面走。
Some people starve to death, but by them there's cows, you know, walking around them.
所以你会问，为什么他们不把这个牛宰了吃掉，那么就不用饿死了？
You probably will ask why they don't kill the cows and feed them so they will not starve to death.
但是对一个印度人来说，他们不能这样做。
But to the Indians, they cannot do this.
因为这些牛呢，就是他们的神。
Because the cows are their gods.
所以呢，他们不能吃。
They cannot eat them.
中国人对鬼神呢有很多不同的理论的。
In China, there's a lot of theories about gods.
比方说呢，我们中国人相信人死掉以后呢，我们的灵魂呢就变成好像一个鬼一样。
Many people believe that after we die, our spirit will become like a ghost.
如果他的家人呢不敲到他们的这个灵魂呢就变成一个亡魂了。
If their relatives don't help with their spirit, then that spirit will be lost.
但是如果你问一般的中国人，你说，那么你敲到这些人以后，这些人去了哪里呢？他们都不知道。
And some people might ask, if you see those ghosts, do you know where they went?
他们也没有研究，也没有证据去证明他们的理论。
They never investigated or studied. They don't have any basis.
但是过去几千年，我们就是一代一代的人拜我们死去的亲人。But
over the past 1,000 years, and generation after generation, just worship and want to see their dead relatives' spirit.
圣经告诉我们，这些其实都是谎话。
The Bible teaches that these are all lies.
这些人就是因为他没有神的启示，所以他们所拜的东西都是错的。These
people, because they don't have God's revelation, that's why they worship the wrong thing.
所以呢，当我们有律法的时候，当我们有圣经的时候，其实这个是一个很大的诱惑。
But to us, when we have the laws, when we have God's words, this is a very grace from God.
以色列人得到律法，以后不但是他们能够认识神，我们也通过这个圣经里面，我们可以认识神。When
Israel gets this God's revelation in God's word, not only them can know God, also we Gentiles can know God too.
第二个误解有关律法呢，就是觉得
And the second wrong impression about God's law is everyone think the law is bondage.
我们看世界呢，就好像许许多多的不可。
When we read the Ten Commandments, we find out that there is a lot of things that you shouldn't do.
如果你简直看律法呢，你是答对了一半。
When you think the law this way, you are only right, halfly right.
因为呢，在提摩太前书第一章第九节呢，他简直说。
Because in the First Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, it says this.
因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不虔诚的和犯罪的。
We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels and ungodly and sinful.
所以律法是不是一个约束呢?
So if the law is only a bondage,
其实是,
it is truly yes.
对，只是罪人来说,
for the sinners.
但是对我们义人来说呢, 这个不是他最主要的功用。
For the righteous people like us, that this is not mainly functionality of the law. The law has another functionality, is it can guide us.
这个呢，就是诗篇119篇里面所讲的。This
is recorded in Psalm 119.
105节说，你的话是我早前的灯。
Verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path.
当我们走在神的引导的底下的时候，我们就觉得神的律法是很甘甜的。When
we walk under the guidance of God, then we feel God's law is very sweet.
好像103节他讲到了律法呢，好像我们口中的蜜，怎么甜的。
Verse 103 says, How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
但我们不常觉得神的律法是很甘甜的。Oftentimes
we don't feel God's law is sweet to us.
因为虽然呢，我们是一个信耶稣的人，
Even though we are believers.
但是呢，我们却是从前是一个罪人，现在是一个义人。
But we were sinners in the past, and now we become righteous.
我们在这个成圣生活当中的时候呢，有的时候靠近罪人，有的时候靠近这个义人。During
our sanctification, sometimes we are close to the old way of sinners, sometimes we are close to the new person.
当我们靠近从前的那个罪人的生活的时候，我们就觉得律法好像一个捆绑一样。
when we close to our old way of our sinner way, the old life, then we found that law is like a bondage to us.
当你靠近, 一个义人这一边的时候,
when we closer to the righteous part of the new life, then we feel God's law is very sweet.
但是我们可以学习去欣赏这个律法。
But we want to study to love this law.
有的时候我觉得律法呢，就好像我妈妈对我的吩咐一样。
Sometimes I feel that the law is just like my mother's teaching.
我小的时候呢，很喜欢喝一个东西叫玉露多。
When I was young, I really liked this drink.
但是呢，我妈妈，你知道这个玉露多呢，每一瓶呢只有100cc，是很小的一瓶。This
is it only has like 100 cc. It's not a big bottle.
但是我妈妈每一次告诉我，你一天只能喝一瓶。But
my mother always tells me you can only drink one a bottle every day.
能不能很快就喝完？Oh
wow, I can finish it really quick.
那后来来了美国了。When
later when I come to the U.S.
有一年呢，回去香港放假。And
once I went back to Hong Kong for vacation.
然后当时口袋里面就有钱了嘛，不像小的时候没有钱。And
at that time I have money in my pocket, not just like when I was little I don't have any.
然后我就可以去超市里面去自己去买玉露多。So
I can go to the supermarket myself to buy this milk drink.
那我买的时候呢，当然不会买一瓶吗？When
I buy it, I will not just buy only one bottle.
我买的时候当然是买一排。I will buy a pack。然后呢，妈妈又不在旁边了，所以买完以后呢，马上五瓶一直喝下去。And
after I bought it, my mother is not around, so I can finish the five bottles just right away.
你猜到我喝完五瓶的时候有什么后果？
So you can guess what is the result after I finish the five bottles of milk drink.
马上拉肚子。
So I had diarrhea.
因为这个是一个yogurt drink, 就是帮助你去, 这个 bowel movement, 就是上厕所的, 帮助你。
Because this milk drink help you to go to bathroom smoothly.
所以我后来才明白，妈妈为什么当时吩咐我一天只能喝一瓶。So
late now I truly understand why my mom asked me to only drink one bottle.
从前的小的时候就觉得，妈妈只给我一瓶，因为她为了省钱。我家里面有五兄弟姊妹，就是这么省钱嘛，一天喝一瓶。
I have been always thinking my mother gave me only one bottle because I have five brothers and sisters, so she just wants to save money. Now I understand she wants to protect me. So God's law is the same, works the same way.
神不是要用他的律法去捆绑他的儿女。
God is not intended to use His laws to bond His believers, His children.
他是希望用律法去保护我们。He
wants to use His laws to protect us.
他希望用律法去引导我。He
wants to use the laws to guide us.
当我们遵守神的话的时候，你心里面就会经历一个清洁。When
we obey God's law, then we will experience peace and purity in our heart.
这个就是圣经所形容的, 律法的甘甜。
This is what the Bible describes, the law is sweet.
最后一个我们常常误解律法的,
the last one we misunderstand the law.
就是我们以为的律法可以救人。
We thought that the law can save us.
人可以靠遵守律法得到生命。
people can earn their life by obeying the law.
犹太人一直以为呢，他以为律法就是他们的救恩。
The Jews always think that law is their salvation.
也是因为律法呢，是用一个行为上面的记住去确定他的赏罚的。Because
the law establishes its thoughts by the actions.
利未记18章第5节讲到了，所以你们要遵守我的律例典章，人若遵行，就必因此活着。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 9 says, Keep my decrees and laws, for the person who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord.
圣经记27章里面26节也讲到，不遵行这律法言语的必受咒诅。
And the book Deuteronomy 27, verse 26 also says, Cursed is anyone who does not uphold the words of the law by carrying them out.
所以我们了解了律法是神衡量一个人的一个标准。
So that we understand the law is the standard how God sees people.
但是呢，我们有一个错觉。
But this is a misconcept.
就是我们以为呢，我们死后站在神面前的时候呢，神会把我们评一评。And
we thought that after we die, when we stand before God, and God will measure us according to the law.
怎么评呢？我们以为一般人以为呢，就是把我们的罪放一边，把我们的义放在另外一边。
And most people probably think that God will put our sins on one hand and our good deeds on the other.
但是呢，其实圣经告诉我们，不是这样子。But
the Bible teaches us that's not God measures us.
的确，神会审判我们每一个人。Indeed,
God will punish us.
但是呢，他是把他的律法放在一边，把我们的行为放在另外一边。
When God judges us, He will put His law on one side and His man's conduct on the other.
所以，如果神是这样子做的时候，你猜我们会有什么结果？
When God does this, what will be our result?
你相信你会通过神的审判吗？
Do you think you can pass God's judgment?
罗马书3章20节里面很清楚地告诉我们。
And Romans chapter 3, verse 20 clearly told us.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人治罪。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sins.
有些人觉得神是很残忍的。
Some people think God is very cruel.
就是呢，他给人律法，
and he gave people laws.
但是律法却是一条走不通的路。
But the law is a dead end.
但是其实呢，神并不是残忍。
But that's not because of God's cruelness.
是我们误会了律法的功用。
That's because we misunderstand the functionality of the law.
我们以为神是用律法去救人。
We thought that God used laws to save us.
但是神说，只是律法的功用，不是去救我们。But
God says the functionality of the law is not to save us.
律法的功用是让人知道自己有罪，以后我们就会来到神面前去寻找他的拯救。
The law makes us conscious of our sins so that we can come before God to ask for forgiveness.
加拉太书的3章24节连续说,
Galatians chapter 3, 20, verse 24 says,
怎样律法是我们分蒙的师父, 引我们到基督那里,使我们因信称义。
So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith.
没有律法, 告诉我我是一个罪人呢，我就不会去寻找耶稣做我的救主。
Without law telling us we are sinners, we will not come to Jesus to ask for his salvation.
当我们知道自己没有办法去救自己的时候，我们才会接受耶稣基督在十字架上面代替我们死这个救恩。
When we truly realize that we cannot save ourselves, then we will come to Jesus and trust his death on the cross to forgive our sins.
在加拉太书的三章二十六到二十七节等等。
Exodus chapter 26 and 27 also says this.
所以你们应信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是佩戴基督的。
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself into Christ with Christ.
佩戴基督的就是好像你穿衣服的一个意思。
When you close with Christ, it's just like you put your clothes on.
当我们信耶稣的时候，其实耶稣的义就好像一个义服我们穿上一样。
When we believe Jesus, that it's just like we put Jesus Christ as a clothes on ourselves.
从此以后，神见到我们的时候，就再见不到我们这个罪人。
When God sees us, then he will not see us as sinners.
因为他让我们佩戴主耶稣的时候，他所见到的就是主耶稣。
Because we clothed with Jesus Christ, he sees us as his son Jesus Christ.
我希望从今年开始呢，我有机会跟大家分享实践的时候，能够鼓励我们大家怎么去认识我们的神，也怎么去遵守他的话。
And I hope in this, during this new year, when I share with you God's law, that everyone can be encouraged to love God's law and obey God's law.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
当你给我们圣经的时候，我们才知道谁是真神。
When you give us your Bible, that we know who is the truly God.
要不然我们一生人就是敬拜这些假神。
Otherwise, all our life we will worship the idols.
我们会用错误的方法去敬拜你。
We will use our forcefulness to worship you.
但是现在通过圣经，我们知道怎么跟你沟通。
But through your word in the Bible that we know how to communicate with you.
特别你告诉我们没有人能够来到你的面前，唯有是通过主耶稣基督。
Especially you told us no one can come before you other than through Jesus Christ.
我们希望我们未来的一年我们能够在主耶稣里面去敬拜你。
We hope that in the coming year that we will worship you in Jesus Christ.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.